Stunning, stunning polling numbers coming out of Michigan this morning. Some big news out of Michigan for polling numbers. Justin Amash, the controversial Republican, alleged Republican member of Congress representing Michigan's 3rd Congressional District, who has made headlines for opposing Donald Trump pretty much every step of the way, a Never Trump guy, a guy who was the only Republican to come out recently and say he supported the idea of impeachment after reading the Mueller report. Justin Amash, new polling out now. New polling out now shows an enormous gap. Jim Lauer is a state representative who has jumped in to challenge Amash for his seat in the 3rd Congressional District. Brand new polling shows that Lauer has jumped to a commanding 16-point lead, 49% to 33%. Trust me, this is a big deal. MERS is a Michigan-based news organization that covers state government, releasing a new poll by well-known Michigan pollster Mark Grebner of Practical Polling Consulting, a PPC, which, by the way, Mark Grebner is a Democrat pollster hired to do this Republican polling, shows Jim Lauer, state rep, leading Congressman Justin Amash by 16 percentage points with 28% undecided for that August 2020 Republican primary election. It's big news. The president has said that Amash is a distraction, would be detrimental to have him there and encourage somebody to go into the primary against him. Jim Lauer has done that. He'll be on the program a little bit later today. In fact, a big lineup for you today, if we haven't mentioned it yet. I've got Congressman Alyssa Slotkin from Michigan's 8th Congressional District. She is one of those hand-picked candidates that became a member of Congress in the last go-round in 2018 as Alyssa Slotkin. She'll be joining me on the program, as will John James. Michigan, an epicenter for change politics, potentially. John James is a combat veteran challenging Gary Peters for the Senate seat he currently holds in 2020, one of a handful of Senate seats that could decide who is in control of the upper chamber in Washington. John James ran in the midterms, lost to Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, a longtime incumbent. But Gary Peters is in his first term, and John James has now jumped in there. So you've got a lot of change that can impact Congress. If Justin Amash goes away, you would end up with another reliably Republican, conservative, Trump-supporting vote in Congress, provided the president wins in 2020 as well. If John James comes through, it would be a huge bonus to the Republicans in the United States Senate. James, a combat veteran and a business owner. So a lot of things to look at as far as the makeup of Congress. And you have to wonder, and what I'm going to ask Congressman Slotkin about it is pretty simple. You look at things like the USMCA, nothing's happening. You look at the southern border where new projections show more than 1 million illegals will be arrested this year. Nothing's happening from the Democrat side. We just heard from Kevin McAleena, the acting DHS secretary, who says more than 9 out of 10 of those that have claimed asylum never show up for their court hearings. They just disappear. It's a lawless situation there as well. The Democrats are doing nothing to stem the tide of illegals into the country. We all agree we should have more legals in the country as far as we need help in building trades and in jobs and in an assortment of areas. But you don't do that by throwing the door open. You don't do that by saying, well, we'll give you asylum and we'll ship you to San Antonio or San Francisco or Boston and Orlando. A whole host of the folks that showed up from the Congo this week, you know where they wanted to go? Maine. The reason being, there are a whole host of migrant Africans from Central Africa, the central portions of that continent, several countries, that have settled in Maine now. So just like the Somalians have settled in Minneapolis, and many from the Middle East have settled in Michigan, Maine has become a destination for the migrants coming from Africa that are changing the makeup of small towns in Maine as we speak. Not that that's necessarily a bad thing, but we want them here legally. Not by the hundreds coming over the border to jump on a bus to go to Maine to never be seen again. At least not in a court of law. That, plus the Hyde Amendment. The flip-flop by Joe Biden makes it necessary to ask every Democrat again, do you support or do you oppose the Hyde Amendment? Should federal dollars, should federal tax dollars, should your money, if you oppose abortion, be used for abortion. These are simple things, important things that must be discussed. And I'll have Congressman Slotkin here to answer those questions, because these are pivotal questions that could change the makeup of Congress in 2021 when the new Congress is sworn in. Why? Because you have 40 seats in Congress in places that were very tight. Now, having said that, one of the big changes, of course, was California, where you could harvest votes. In California now, they made laws where, well, your neighbor could drop off your ballot for you, or the guy down the street, they could collect all sorts of ballots and drop them off. Yet no potential for problems there, obviously. And California flipped a whole bunch of seats from Democrat to from Republican to Democrat this time. Fairly predictable, don't you think? If you can drive down the street and say, hey, let me get a ballot from you. Oh, you don't know who to vote for? Yeah, just fill in this, fill in the, okay, I'll take that. And you fill in this and you fill in that. Okay, I'll take that. I mean, there it is. And, of course, you look at California. Without California, Donald Trump not only wins the election, he wins the popular vote. Take California out of the equation, Donald Trump wins the popular vote by a fairly comfortable margin. So when you talk about the national popular vote and all of this other nonsense and hoo-ha that's going on, you have to look only one place, California. Because if we go with the national popular vote, if we allow vote harvesting to continue, I mean, we might as well just stop voting everywhere else. Here in Forgotten America, might as well just forget about voting altogether, because our votes will be irrelevant. California will decide who's president. California will be in charge of Congress. California will just be in charge. So if you want to be like California, support the national popular vote. Support the idea of open borders. Support the idea of your tax dollars paying for illegal aliens to have all the medical coverage and all the welfare coverage they need. Just get used to it, because that's the direction they want to take us. Insane, yes. But that is the plan. It's 25 after, it's the 12th of June, and this is the Steve Gerber Show.